You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You're not going to believe this.
I need to know.
Guess who's funding?
I know what you're going to say. Weddings are very affordable, and we get lots of help from every single person in our family.
Almost all of my family from my mom's side is living in New York. All of them have their own kids and have multiple cousins living here, right? And a lot of them are my ops. God forbid I talk about feminist rights. That's where they draw the line. How dare she tell women to get an education and make money.
Yeah. I hear. Thank you so much for coming back to this episode of Difficult Dish, where we are talking about something special, okay? It's a special topic, but you know, there's a lot of stress behind it, okay? We're talking about all of the stressors and all of the anxiety-inducing things that come behind wedding planning, okay? As you guys know, me and my fiancé are now fiancés, and you know, we gotta start wedding planning. And you know, as South Asians, there's a lot of different festivities, a lot of different events that we gotta start planning, okay? And with this arises a lot of questions, right? Things like, who do we choose, who to invite, friends and family wise, okay? Obviously the financials, this stuff is not cheap, okay? The financials, we talk about so much in this episode, okay? There's a lot going on, there's a lot unpacked, and we know that a lot of y'all are going through this, are gonna be going through it, went through it, and so we're here to just talk about it openly, because we talk about all the fun of weddings, but we don't talk about a lot of the not funs of weddings. So if this interests you at all, we hope that you keep on listening. Welcome
back to our podcast,
Difficult-ish.
Podcast about
different
South Asian narratives.
Hosted by her,
Mahua Khan. I'm the co-host, and this is my co-host.
It's me, Masha Manir. And today,
we're like in a race with one another.
Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you laughed right now, you probably did. It's probably just us. There's no one listening right now. Every single person clicked away.
No, if you guys are watching the YouTube video, you'll see that Mashun got a nose job. There was a tape on his nose.
I got a nose job.
And you guys won't be.
I got
able
made
to see.
Fun of too much, bro. I had to chop that shit off, bro. I went paintballing a couple days ago, and there was this Pakistani guy that was there, and he was like, yo, like, I thought you were Pakistani. I was like, why? Because of my eyes? It's being funny. He was like, no, because you got a big nose. I was like, what? You're Pakistani.
But was that the first time you heard of that?
Yeah, I've never heard
the stereotype. I'm saying you have a big nose.
I've heard this my entire life.
I see.
As if I haven't heard it from
okay,
you.
Okay, so because of the paintball incident and all of the hate crimes he's been getting, he changed his nose.
I decided to get a nose job, yo.
So make sure to watch the YouTube video to see the nose reveal.
That's all very true. What are we talking about this
episode? Like all the opposite of true. Literally the most opposite of true.
The paintball situation is true. I didn't win paintball. I got a bruise in between my two knuckles. Right.
Wait, you want to talk about your paintballing experience? Like your account of what happened when you
no,
were trying
you,
to play.
You want
to
talk
no,
about it so
I wasn't
bad.
Even there, but you told
no,
me.
No, so
someone.
It was a slippery, you know, day and like outdoor paintballing, lots of fun, you know, boys' day. It was like 16 fellas.
Tell me why he went with literally my family.
I went with her family.
Literally, like it was my brother, my best friend's brother, my best friend's husband. Like, why are you with them and not me?
Yeah. I was paintballing, and then the first field is it's right after, you know, some precipitation. You know, it's nice and, you know, it's wet outside, you know, glide, like, you know. So, like, mm-hmm. I went for this one dart, you know, because, like, you know, bells rang, got dart to find, like, your own little fortress, your own little, like, area of protection, you mm-hmm. know, barrier. So I dart for this one spot, and, like, I unfortunately slipped like a banana peel, like a, you know, I slipped like a cartoon character. I went sliding down right into like a foot of mud, and like it looked like I put my pants, like it was just like my pants were just brown, all of it was brown. I was like, oh no, like everyone's gonna think I was like just like too anxious this entire game. Like, no, I felt like three times, and like my goggles were getting too foggy, like I couldn't breathe. Like in between the games, I would like have to like wipe them down, and like I was scared someone's gonna like start shooting me as I was wiping them down.
Scary.
I was like covering my eyes and like wiping them down.
You just were not having a good game, huh?
But yeah, it was a good time. Honestly, I didn't like it that much.
What do you mean?
I thought
you did.
I did. I just hate helmets. I'm not a big helmet guy. Mm. My entire life, whenever I was like skateboarding, longboarding, never wore a helmet.
No, you need to.
I look like a goofball.
You need
I'd rather die than look corny.
You need to wear a helmet, especially for those things that are life threatening.
I'll be okay. Nah, because, like, if you actually fall on your head, that's your fault.
But
like,
didn't you fall? Didn't you fall off your skateboard or what was
it? Yeah, and, like, I was gonna go head first into the pavement, but, like, I, like, leaned my shoulder, like, out. So, like, I hit my shoulder first.
Okay, you hit your shoulder.
Yeah.
And
not
you
everyone
have,
is as intellectual.
You have long-term scars all over your arms because of
that. Yeah, they're cool.
No. And then also you tried skateboarding with 4 coffees in your hand.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you dropped all of the coffees all over you.
I didn't drop them.
Were they at least iced?
None of them were iced.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember I walked into my office and my knees were bleeding. I didn't even know. I walked in as if nothing had happened.
Right.
And my coworker was like, what the hell happened to your knees? I was like, oh no. And I went to the bathroom and went to go clean up. I was like 19.
What'd you think would happen?
True story.
What'd you think would happen?
I thought I'd get away with it. You know, because mm-hmm. like that was always me growing up. Like, I would do something outrageous, and then like I would mess up and like look like a fool, but I would try to act like nothing had happened.
Right.
Because like, you don't want to look like a goofball.
Yeah.
You know? That's like one of the like 7 deadly sins of being like a young man is like don't look like a goofball.
One of the commandments.
Like, don't look corny. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's why like whenever I would get hurt like really bad, I'll be.
So maybe that's just like a toxic male trait, like showing pain.
Yeah.
Not accepting defeat.
Yeah. Speaking of like toxic traits, you want to talk about what we're talking about this episode?
Yeah, that was a good little segue.
Yeah.
I thought in this episode we could have like an open, honest talk because if you guys didn't know, we're engaged now, right?
Jeez.
If you didn't know, we're engaged.
No
now.
Wind up, no nothing.
No, I think
straight
people know
into
at
it.
This point. Like, yeah. it's been out there, and like as you can see, we are excited, right? Like, there was so much excitement about the potential celebrations that we're going to do for us and our love and all the future festivities and just, like, our future lives together. It's very exciting, right?
It is.
Like, this is the start of something beautiful, right?
Of something new.
It feels so right to be. How'd you know? I was thinking.
I'm so surprised you didn't say that first. What's going on? You said something beautiful. Where'd that come from?
I could just went out into the song. Okay, anyway. And we're so excited and we acknowledge that, right? Because, you know, it's a big point in our lives. It's a big chapter. But with that being said, I feel like something that people don't really talk much about until they get into the full-blown, like, wedding planning status. Because obviously wedding planning is very stressful and people do talk about things like that. I feel like people don't talk much about just, like, the in-between limbo stage of pre-planning, knowing that you have to do it soon, pre-engagement party with the family, everything. Like,
they don't talk about that.
Yeah.
They
it's just like, that. Now what, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not to say that me and you haven't talked about a lot of these things before we got engaged. Like, we've had these things in mind for a long time.
Mm.
Our parents have talked whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now that it has actually happened
mm-hmm.
and it's actually official where we have to start thinking about things like that. Was that your stomach again? You ate a full meal. I'm not hungry.
It's
just
it's digestion. You don't get it. All right, just because you poop once every 9 days doesn't mean should know what digestion is.
Just girly things.
Like,
okay?
I digest like a normal human being. Anyways,
okay, I just don't poop in front of you. Anyway, so yeah, now that we're in that official stage in our post-engagement lives,
yeah,
it's just a little bit stressful.
It is.
You know?
It is.
And when I'm talking about the stress, there are different tiers to it, right? Different tiers, levels to the stress, but then also different layers to the stress. So it's going wide, more horizontal, and also more vertical, right? So you just become more and more obtuse and also just, okay? And so one part of it could be, you know, just not knowing how many people to invite and who not to invite and the pressure of having it look good for your family and inviting, you know, people from 30 years ago that you've never even seen or met or talked to, but putting up that front, right? That's one layer of it.
Yeah.
Second layer, money.
I've heard of it.
Because guess what?
What?
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this.
I need to know.
Guess who's funding?
I know what you're going to say. Weddings are very affordable, and we get lots of help from every single person in our family. People can't wait to give us their money.
All
of the like the disposable money that all of our family has, they can't wait to give it to us for wedding. They can't wait. There,
guys, please listen to this episode so we can get monetized and get some money for the wedding. Please fund our wedding.
You think this podcast is like, oh my god, they're gonna you know, buy all these cars, and we need financial aid. For I'm gonna Bia. Okay, that's it.
We have to start a GoFundMe, guys, because we do not have the funds for this. And it's always like, you know, we get so many different, like, oh, do this for the wedding, invite this. We're like, you have to have this
vendor. People
are
saying that.
You have to have the best clothing. Like, we have to do this. Who's giving us money?
People say, you know what would be a great idea? If you do your wedding on top of the pyramids. If you do your wedding on a yacht.
Yeah.
That'd be such a nice wedding.
And like,
I'm like, oh my god.
And, like, I think you should really do this because I really like this venue. I really like this venue for you, and I think it would be perfect. And, like, your uncle from, like, your parents' side from, like, 20 years ago, he would really like this, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Although we haven't talked to him since he passed, I think he would really appreciate this from the grave. Okay, that's what we've been hearing. And we're not even there yet. We're not even there yet. And guess what? On top of that stress, there's just the stress of, you know, societal expectations. Like, brown weddings are no joke. South Asian weddings are no joke. There's a lot of functions that are a part of it, and a lot of cultural things and religious things, and very excited about that. But on top of that, it's just a lot, right? And there's this expectation on how it's supposed to look like, and how expensive it's supposed to look, how much you're supposed to flex, and, you know, the other toxic parts of the marriage part of it, the wedding part of it. And then, sorry, there's this, like, fly in this home
sorry,
that's,
guys.
Like, pissing me off
I'm
so
stinky.
Much. It seems like he has some say in this wedding
sorry,
topic. Come on,
sorry.
If you have something to say,
hey,
if you have some money to give us, then come in, come in.
Pyramid money. Okay.
And then, lastly, last but not least, of course, there's so many other things on top of this. The concept of a love marriage, right?
Oh my god.
I don't know how it is for other cultures or other families or just normal people, but you know, love marriages aren't the most fruitful thing that you're supposed to be showing off to everyone. You know?
I hear you.
And even though we made it, we're here now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love marriage worked out for us.
Yeah, we can't tell anyone.
God forbid
we
you tell anyone how you met.
Yeah.
That you were in likes and loves with each other before
Mm-mm.
the engagement.
Mm-mm.
Like, I've heard so many stories, I don't know if you have, where the couple, they met, like, authentically, and they were in love before they got engaged, but
mm-hmm.
they had to, like, pretend. They had to kind of gaslight their parents into believing that they were the ones that, like, set them up.
Mm.
And that was the first time meeting.
Mm.
I've heard stories of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
crazy.
It's like, you know, cultural things and traditional parents and things like that happens. So
damn.
And this is me saying that with non-traditional parents, by the way.
Wow.
Like more conventional parents.
Yeah, imagine we had some of those.
What?
Like traditional parents.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Wouldn't.
I don't even think we'd be successfully together.
Wow. You mean that?
We'd have to like run away.
Yeah.
You know.
Elope.
Yeah, elope. Elope, elote. But yeah.
Okay.
But this is like my thoughts.
Mm.
I feel like as a guy, you're not thinking about any of this.
Like, think about, like, do you have, like, a question to ask me?
Well, more so just, like, what are your thoughts post-engagement now that... Okay, this is the other thing. Because, like, now that I'm engaged, obviously, I'm the one with the ring. It's a lot more bigger in my head because I'm the girl and girls have been told for such a long time to get married. More so emphasized than guys. So I'm thinking about the marriage aspect, and then people, not even me being 1 minute into engagement, when are you getting married?
Right.
You know, like, when's the wedding?
Yeah.
And it's just like, bruh, it just happened. Give me a second to marinate, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for you, I'm sure you don't get that question. And second,
that's not true at all.
But you do get that question.
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
But God.
With who?
I mean, goddamn your mom.
Oh, okay.
Like, before I even proposed, your mom was like, okay, so, like, next week, like, engagement party?
Right.
But, yeah.
But, so, like, what are your thoughts from a male's perspective post-engagement of the future?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I guess, like, I think one thing that, like, I never really verified is, like, for us Americans, it's normal for, like, to, like, get engaged and then you do a wedding, like, a year or two down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, our parents are expecting a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in a month or two.
That's different.
What do you mean?
Because my parents are not expecting that. My parents, okay, so this is different between my parents versus yours. Well, actually, I'm not sure, but... my parents don't care for a big wedding. I mean, they say that, and then big in their eye, or not big in their eyes, is like 300 people. So, like, I don't know what their definition of big or not is. I know that my parents care more about having the marriage license, whether that is just like a court marriage or something privately that, you know, the family does, or just me and you.
Hmm.
They just care that it's like officially done. They don't care about a big ceremony. It's interesting because I was even telling you that, you know, there are some people that I've seen and known who have their, you know, they're dating this their person, their parents know, they're happy with it, whatever, but they want to make it halal and legal. So they already have an engagement date or even like a nikah date, which is like the Islamic wedding, set already. And in that free time, that chunk of time before those dates, the male can either propose to the girl if that's what they want, or they just get engaged in that ceremony, right? So it kind of takes out that surprise element because things are already set. But I think that also progresses things in the relationship if the parents are trying to get it to that point. So I've heard like a lot of stories where things like that are already set, and then you just have to figure out when you want that proposal in that meantime, if you do want a proposal. But also there are girls that don't care for a proposal, they just want to get married, which is completely fine. My best friend did the same thing, you know. But I think it's just interesting from like a man's perspective, like what their thoughts are in the marriage process, if because you're not as stressed as I am, even though we haven't planned anything yet, like we're not even in that point yet, we don't even know what we want to do. I feel like I'm a lot more stressed just thinking about it in comparison to you, who's just kind of like dilly-dallying on with life.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, not crazy. It's expected.
I mean, I'm stressed about the finances.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like even choosing not even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just choosing to think about it. I'm just not.
Yeah, I think thinking about the finances is what's scaring me.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because, like, I have... well, this is a pro and a con. You let me know what you think. Almost all of my family from my mom's side is living in New York. And that includes like five out of the seven uncles live in New York. Right?
Mm.
So all of them have their own kids and have multiple cousins living here, right? which is all great and dandy, except I don't talk to 96% of the right. cousins.
Right.
98, let's be honest.
Right.
And a lot of them are my ops. Right? A lot of them are wishing on my downfall.
Got it.
And
how so?
They just like, you know, show my Instagram to everyone, even though
nice.
The parents already know what I do. They're the first ones nice to comment and watch my YouTube videos.
Oh, that's very supportive.
Have my you know, my bell
post
on
notifications.
Post notifications.
That's very nice of them. Shout out to you.
And then they wish hell on me. and it's crazy because like they're my age or younger, so you would expect them to be a little bit, you know, just
nice,
hip,
right, modern.
West, yeah, and you know, they're a product of their environment, so
okay,
it's just a combination of different things.
Got
but
it.
You know, they're not the biggest fans of me, and it's not even just the cousins. You know, also the family members, their parents, their alleged parents, also are not the biggest fans of me.
Mm.
And it's not even just me. It's also actually it is mostly just me.
Okay,
because I'm the girl. Because if, for example, allegedly. If there's a male cousin in the family who might or might not have knocked someone up.
Oh, wow.
Might have knocked someone up.
This sounds targeted.
Might have, you know, been not even someone from the same culture.
Right. Perhaps.
No one talks about it. No one even really knows about it. And if they do, it's because he's a boy and he's able to do things like that. In fact, he has a good paying job. So it really... That's what matters.
Did this happen?
No, this is all hypothetical.
Oh, God.
All hypothetical, but very specific, right? Like, how would you feel? Yeah, but that's never talked about. But God forbid I talk about feminist rights. That's where they draw the line. How dare
I get it.
How dare Muhua use her voice to talk about mental illness.
To empower women.
How dare she tell women to get an education and make money.
Yeah. I hear him.
How dare she show her shoulders when she gets a workout in?
So but surely this doesn't happen.
Surely none. This is all hypothetical.
This entire episode has been hypothetical.
So with that being said, you know, I don't have the luxury, as you do, to have close relations with my cousins and most of my family members. And I am grateful because, you know, my parents to a certain extent understand me.
Mm.
And they are also not, you know, trying to enforce me getting close to them and this and that. Because they also are not on the best terms, right?
Okay. So what's the point?
So what I'm saying is that, like, these people, obviously I love them. They're my family. But I wouldn't want them at my functions because I know they're gonna talk badly about me.
Damn.
Before the function, during the function, and after the function.
So what, you inviting them or no?
The thing is, I need to.
But why?
Because they're family.
But you don't like them.
I don't. So I came up with a plan. In forces with my mother. So I've been trying to get my mom on track with a destination wedding for years. Right. And when I say destination wedding, it doesn't even have to be like Italy or Mexico or this. And the destination can be Orlando, Florida. It can be Ithaca, New York.
Mm.
It can be Bethpage, Queens. Like, it's like,
oh,
you know, destination wedding. Bethpage, Queens is crazy because Bethpage is not any destination.
Got it.
But anything that is maybe more than an hour away from like the typical commute of my family, right? Because my mom thinks that if it is something out of the state or a little bit further than like just New York City in the boroughs, a lot of the family members will not come even though they were invited.
Mm.
And I think that is a route that I do want to take. Not even just for that. I mean, that's a big part of it. But I do enjoy a Florida wedding or like a out-of-state wedding.
Mm.
Because I think after seeing my best friend's sister's wedding in Mexico a couple of years ago and celebrating them there, I just saw how much fun was associated with that Mexico wedding. And then also she was telling me how they invited like double the guests, but only half of them were able to come because it is a destination wedding and obviously you have to pay for a lot more and travel and just plan ahead of time. And not everyone is able to do that, which is completely understandable. But it was just so much fun because then the people who you genuinely want at the wedding, most of them come.
Yeah.
And you pay a lot less and you have fun with the people who were meant to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So, you know, there are a lot of thoughts with wedding planning, and it's stressful and scary.
Mm.
But I'm, like, excited for our happy day, you know? Like, there are little things that, like, you know, we think about and we're, like, excited about.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
What are your thoughts? I know, like, when your sister was getting married recently, you saw, like, firsthand all the stress and just turmoil that she went through trying to find the venue and obviously paying for all the vendors and this and that. So do you feel like you learned a thing or two from that process, and like do you feel like you've taken away any like lessons from that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to invite people that I don't like.
Oh, that's a hot take.
It could be family, yeah,
but like
I don't want to invite them,
but like you have to.
But you know, the only family that I would be forced to invite that I don't really want there, you know them, the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem not inviting them. And I think like...
But you have to because they're like direct family.
But I don't like them.
You don't like them, but it's your parents are going to enforce that you invite them to keep up that face.
I think that I am not going to care that I don't really care for them.
Okay, how about hypothetically, so you have more say over everything, all the guests, just everything, because you're paying for it. They yeah. have nothing against you or over you. But then still, even after you're not inviting them, all of the seating is all set, but your mom or dad still invite them last minute and tell them to come and they show up, because guess what, that's likely.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, I would have to, like, because I would have to, like, add their names to the list and whatnot. So, like, they don't really have that power.
I mean, technically, they can still invite them last minute. They can still show up. But there's just going to be no seating. That won't stop them. They'll just stand.
All right, fine. Y'all can stand in the corner. I don't mind. Y'all have no seats.
Yeah.
I mean, look, what am I going to do at that point? Like, I'm not going to go out of my way, kick them out.
No, you know? I know. But I'm saying, like, how far are you going to take it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not kicking them out at that point. But, yeah. You know, like... Goddamn, yeah, I don't feel like inviting people that I don't care about because everyone costs money and I don't like them and they've only caused me stress and turmoil in my life. And
yeah.
I don't even want them there. Like, I want people that I, like, I don't want people that I have, like, these people literally did me wrong.
Yeah, for real. But the thing is, like, it's not even about the money, the cost of money that it takes. It's just, like,
the
why
energy.
Would they be there? Yeah,
the
why
energy,
would they
yeah,
be there?
I agree.
Because
I agree.
It's just frustrating because, like, you know, for our wedding day, like, our day, to celebrate our love, like, why would I want to hold back on things that I want to do because I have to look this certain way for these family, because these people are going to talk shit about you regardless.
Facts.
They're still going to find something bad about you even if you did nothing wrong that day.
Yeah.
Right? Like for me, for example, me having a social media platform and me talking about the things that I talk about, it's the wrongest thing in their eyes, right? And us, if we choose to dance that day, God forbid these lovebirds are dancing. God forbid they're married now, they hold hands.
Can you imagine, like, one of your, like, who's your uncles just, like, running up and, like, telling us to stop?
Like, taking our hands apart?
Yeah, what are you doing in that situation?
No, he's not. No one would do that, but it's, like, I just know that their biggest asset is talking shit, you know? And it's, like, frustrating because, like, you would expect all the people there to be celebrating your love.
Mm-mm.
But no, people are there to literally be your biggest up.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're going to be so nice to you in your face, but then behind the scenes, they're going to talk shit about you.
All right, no more family. Like, let's talk about friends.
Okay, okay. Wait, I have something else. Not about family, but about friends. I think as I'm getting older and older, and as I've realized that I'm not as close to people as I thought I was because I didn't get invited to their functions, I'm at that age now where I have empathy. Like, I can understand why some people might not invite you because they don't have budget or room, or it's more intimate and they want to just, like, certain people there. I get that. It could be a spacing issue, too. But also, communication is a big thing.
Right.
Right? Like, if I thought I was as close to you where I would invite you to my wedding or my personal, like, party or something, and then I don't get that from you when it's your turn or the other, you know, it was their turn first, then I would expect you to tell me that before I have to find out from other people or from stories, right? Like, I don't want to find out that you're getting married or you're having, like, a Mindy or a Guy Hulu or whatever function, and I find that out through a friend of a friend or through stories, because you should tell me. You should be the grown-up beforehand, be the mature person as a friend. Like, hey, I really wanted you to come to this. This is more of an intimate gathering. Would love for you to come to the bigger event.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to give you a heads up before you see all the, you know. That's completely fine. I would understand. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to learn about this thing online and I'm the one that is feeling some type of way because I didn't hear anything from you and I'm the one reaching out to you, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, not a problem where, like, I'm going to make it a big deal. It's going to be a problem because I'm not going to be as close to you anymore. And you're not going to be invited to my functions anymore. You know,
that's how you feel.
Yeah. So
that's how you feel. So someone doesn't invite you to their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you after, oh, sorry, da da da. You're like, oh, it's okay. You know, they want some intimate. They don't have enough money, da da da, whatever. They didn't invite you. You're not inviting them to yours. But, like, y'all good. And, like, they communicated saying, you know, only a certain number of people, da da da. Sorry, let's hang out sometime.
I mean, I would expect them to tell me before the wedding. And then based on who I see at that party, then I would make that judgment. Like, if there's, like, 500 people there and I'm the one person out of the friend group that didn't get invited, like, that's personal, you know? So, I mean, now that we're in that stage of, like, not even wedding planning, but, like, even when it comes to, like, who you invited for the engagement party and this and that, like, it has to be people that I've hung out with more than once this year, you know, who I actually keep tabs with, and not someone that just, like, talks to me because they, I mean, they're not my friend then. If they just talk to me because they need something, like, there's, like, different levels to it, you know? And, like, not everyone should have access to. Simple as that, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But that's my thought process with, like, inviting friends. I'm excited about that because me and you have a lot of friends and, like, close people. And also something else that I've thought about is, like, bachelorettes and bridesmaids. Have you thought about that part yet?
Honestly, not really. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably have one, but, you know, I don't know. Like, all that stuff, like, it sounds like it'll be fun and stuff, but, like, I've never dreamt about my bachelor party or nothing, you know? Like, I think just having, like, people from, like, a group of people that none of them know each other, like, yeah, it'll be fun for you, but, like, I don't know, I'm too much of, like, a want-to-make-sure everyone's having a good time type of guy.
No, but you,
like,
would enjoy it with your core people.
No, I know I would, but I would want to make sure that, like, everyone is having as good as a time as I am. And, like, you can't promise that or ensure that when, like,
but it's,
they are with a guys that they do not know.
But it's, like, you would pick people that, like, mesh well with one another, you know? Yeah. And it's, like, also your best friends are the ones that are planning it. But anyway, so what I was thinking is that, like, I'm the type of person that doesn't want anyone to feel left out. right? Like, I have a good amount of close friends, and I only have like three best friends, right? Best friends that I grew up with and from college. And obviously they're like my bridesmaids. But then I also have close friends that, you know, maybe I was their bridesmaids for, or that I also grew up with, but we're not like on that same best friend level, who I don't talk to as often, but they're so close to me and I still care deeply for them. But I was like, how do I retain like a smaller number of bridesmaids, but also feel, make other people feel included who I'm still close with, right? So my plan is to like invite a bigger amount of girls to the bachelorette beforehand, and so they don't feel like not included, and then have like the bridesmaids asking box, you know, that little
ceremony. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, people who are invited to the bachelorette, they have something to look forward to and they're still included, but then they don't feel left out if I have the bridesmaids like dinner first, and then they find out from the stories, and then they get like a pity invite in their head, you know.
That's a good idea. So yeah, pity invites suck.
Yeah, because the last thing I want to do, because I've been on the other end of it, is like not communicate and not invite someone to something. But also, wedding planning is stressful. Like, you know, there's so much attached to it. Like, maybe you forgot something, forgot someone in the process, and you know, who can you be mad at that time, you know? But yeah.
Would you do like a payment plan on your wedding?
A what?
A payment plan. Like like a Klarna.
Is that a thing?
Sure, people do payment plans.
Do they?
Isn't Ami's sister doing payment plan?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't,
like, if it gets down to that, or like you just want to get like out the way and like forget about it.
Putting a wedding venue like cost down is like a down payment for a house. Not even a down payment. Like, it's a house.
It's a crib.
It's like full down payment and mortgage.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine like having an actual house mortgage, your car payments, and then your wedding payments?
I'd rather die. Loans. I'd rather die.
Yeah.
You know how much mortgage is nowadays?
Nah, I know.
Mortgage is a lot nowadays. Yeah. And cars. I remember how you just found out how expensive car insurance is.
Yeah, I never had to pay a car insurance, so why would I know that? Genuinely know that?
I thought it was like,
you know, did you know that you had to pay more for car insurance if you lived in the boroughs, in certain parts of the boroughs?
No.
I just told you that too. You just learned.
Well, I'm not from here. For you, it's just general car insurance. Yeah, I mean, I really don't want to have to do no payment plan. You know, I really want to just get it out the way. But, you know, like, that stuff scares me.
Are you putting that down?
Huh?
You're putting that money down right away?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to do it right now because I don't got that right now.
No, the thing is,
that's why, like, having this conversation stresses me out.
We got it, but it's not for the wedding. We got savings, but it's for our business or for other things that mean things to us, you know? Yeah. Like,
that's why just, like, talking about this, like, as if it's coming soon, like, it just stressed me out.
But you gotta confront it, you know? Because it's not coming soon, like, when you think of it, it's not, like, tomorrow, but it's something that you have to plan.
So when do you want it? Spring 2027?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
So why are you so stressed about it right now?
Because there are still other things that we have to plan before that. Yes or no?
Nah.
Damn, in spring of 2027, we're going to be like 29.
Yeah. We could wait longer,
too. No, we're going to be 28.
We're going to be 28.
Yeah. No, we're going to be 27. What the hell?
What? Are you, like, what's wrong with you?
So now that we're engaged, do you feel like we are officially a part of each other's family and that things are looking up?
No, it's still weird. it's still weird. Why did we think that this would make things easier?
Yeah, I think it made it harder, actually.
I don't want to say harder. I just think it didn't make it easier.
I think it made it more complicated.
I think we're in a limbo phase.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because, like, you know, Bengali people, they like having their engagement parties, and that's kind of like the initiation into the family. So, like, once my family or your family throws an engagement party where both of us can sit together on the throne and you can put the ring on me. Yeah, you can put the ring on me and throne. All the family is invited. That's like your induction into the family, right?
Yeah.
But
even then, that's not going to be enough.
Yeah. but that's like the custom. And since we haven't had that yet and we don't have a set date for that yet, there's this like weird stage now where like people know about us being engaged, but like no one can really congratulate us yet beyond just like our parents and like, you know, brother and sister.
Yep.
And that's really it.
Are you excited to hang out with my family?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
I'm excited to have a normal family dynamic and actually hang out.
You could start that with your family. I just feel like you've never even tried. I feel like you never even tried. God. I feel like you never even tried. Because, like, me and my cousins weren't always cool. We didn't, like, they were, they used to, like
they used to talk shit about you?
Yeah.
Saying what?
Well, we don't got to get into that. But, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
No.
Okay.
I'm not, because guess what? Some people, you just know that they're not going to change based off of the environment that they're in. You understand? So I wouldn't have the means to even like hang out with this cousin just on my own, because they're not allowed to do that. And we've never done that before, so you can't start now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when like my sister was picking venues. My mom had like so much to say about like the venues, but like nothing helpful.
What do you mean?
It's just like I think we'll experience this with like our mothers when it comes to our time, where it's like they'll only be talking about the things that they don't like. Like there's no input about like that's good. No input about like we should like, hey mom, you like pink or purple? Neither. Which one then? You pick. You'll see. We'll get a lot of that. We'll get a lot of that. So you know, I'm not very excited about, you know, a lot of like the unhelpfulness that we're gonna be getting from our family, but you know, like I'll be trying to do my best, and we'll be doing our best. And I think we do have a lot of people that would help us, you know. Good thing, good thing, you know.
Glad that now I have friends that have gotten married and have venue hopped around and, you know, looked at prospects and things like that, so they have like an Excel sheet with prices and details, so I don't have to do as much. But then with that being said, like, are you looking forward to a Florida wedding or a New York wedding?
Probably Florida. Probably Florida.
We can compromise because, like, we're doing some things in New York.
Yeah.
And then we're also having some things in Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, probably Florida. Mm-hmm. Probably half the price and aesthetically nicer.
Yeah. And it gives, like, that resort vibe sometimes.
It do, don't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like Florida, you know, so it's like, you know, it's just like my people, you know, we'll get that Florida discount, get that Martian discount, that, you know, like that.
What discount? That I Florida think they charge more if they saw you.
Nah, relax. You don't know this.
Are you excited to, like, meet my family at these events finally?
Like who?
Like all these uncles.
Like the Crackles?
All the uncles.
Yeah, yeah. Very excited.
And aunts.
They'll like cousins. They'll like me?
They'll find something not to like. But they'll like what? You know, they'll like you.
Name one thing.
No, one of my uncles already said, oh, like, who's that handsome tall boy? Who's that handsome tall man that's always with Mahua? And I was like, okay. So he is talking about you with that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But then his kid also said that I'm going to hell. Yeah.
That's not very nice of him.
Yeah. He's 12.
Does he know what that is?
Yeah.
What's one thing that they're not going to like about me?
That you took me away from them.
Oh, because now that I'm here, they can't. That's why they don't spend any time with you.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why I understand.
You are taking me away from them.
I understand.
I am the firstborn in the family. Firstborn daughter.
I'll give you back.
You mean that?
Like, they want to spend so much time with you. Like, they really should.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, if I wasn't around, they would be spending that much time with you.
Yeah, I agree.
That's beautiful.
Bad influence.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about, you know, weddings? Anything else on your mind, buddy?
I mean, there's so much on my mind, guys. What's going on? Just know that I'm quite stressed, even though I'm not even there yet. It's just like all the potential events and family expectations.
Yeah, facts.
Getting the clothes and also being the ones to finance everything is all very stressful.
Yeah, any wedding planners that, you know, want to give us, like, a fat discount? Fat. Don't pull out no 3%, you know. I need half off or more. Please help
wedding
us out.
Planners nowadays are a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I told you.
Who was it,
I
like, heard... your friend asked, like, a 15K. Videographer 15K?
Oh, no,
for
no, the videographer was 40K.
Oh, my fault.
Videographer, photographer was 40K, and then the quote that I heard about a wedding planner was 15K.
Your friend should just buy them a house at that point.
No, honestly. Buy them
a
house.
Here you go. Thank you for taking a video of my wedding.
Yeah, here's a down payment
island.
For your house.
Here's an island.
Yeah. It's crazy nowadays. The wedding business is a wild, booming business. You can make so much in that.
You think so?
Yeah.
We should partake.
That's why there are so many wedding content creators now, too. Mm. That's a whole business niche now. That's new.
You want to host?
A host?
You want to, like, hire a host?
Or what is that?
Someone to host the wedding.
Like MC?
Yeah, like an MC. Or you want to get, like someone in the family to do it. Like Noor.
Well, I would want our family.
I don't want Noor doing it.
No, I would want our family to enjoy it.
That too.
You know? So like.
But like they don't do too much work. Just
they,
you know, everyone got around.
They announce.
That's it.
Like, how's Noor gonna like announce our entrance into the wedding, but then he's also trying to take a video and like enjoy that wedding.
He don't gotta take no video, bro.
Okay,
like,
but like,
there'll be videos taken.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't want no MC?
I do want an actual MC, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, those are our stressors, and we hope that it sheds some light onto our inner thoughts on wedding planning. So don't ask us when the wedding is, because
please.
Not only is that the last question that we want to hear right now, but also second,
yeah,
you know, let us just marinate in the engagement
yeah.
era for a little bit.
Not
like,
only will we block you, but you'll
yeah.
also die first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll
yeah,
die
yeah.
and then we'll block you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just let us marinate in it. You know, my parents still have to throw an engagement party, so that's not even done yet. But yeah, if we pull up just like eloped, don't be surprised.
Don't be
That's
surprised.
Something that, you know, we could be doing.
Oh my god!
But yeah, these are just our honest thoughts. I know a lot of people who listen to us maybe might not even be in this era of life, and that's completely fine.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we don't hear enough the honest thoughts that goes into just like wedding prep.
We're hearing all that.
And the anxiety associated with it. So this is just like an open talk.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Any of our, you know, mid to late to early 30s to even
mid to
early
late
20s,
to early
30s. Whatever, how the hell old you are that you got married or
it's
you're
never
getting
too
married.
Late.
We're here for you. You understand?
Yeah.
Because we are the best podcasters in the world.
Oh wow. Wow.
You see how I escalated that, you know,
that
we're
good.
The best podcasters in the world.
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoyed this episode
yeah.
of your newly found engaged couple podcasters.
Couple podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should.
Wow.
I think we should do like a
get to
like
it.
A rebrand.
Two. Just like talking about our love on the podcast. Really?
Yeah.
I agree. Best idea you've had.
You don't think that would get like redundant?
No. I think
okay.
people would love that.
Every episode would just be like,
I love you.
This is our love.
This
like
is
episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And episode two.
Yeah.
This is more of our love. There's so much that we can talk
There's
about.
There's a lot that we can talk about.
There's so
that.
Much that we could talk about.
Yeah. But anyways, you have your 10-second advice?
My 10-second advice is make sure that you find the love of your life in the life that you're living, because that makes life
okay,
fun.
Say a real one.
The real
I was the one that found you, so.
The real advice is you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. You ever heard that one? Off the top. You miss 100% of the shot that you don't take. So, you know, if you got like a little crush on like a little shorty, like, you know, that you've been following for a while, you know, shoot! Shoot, buddy! You never know. You know, you know. Friendly reminder, summertime, shoot! Okay.
That's crazy considering I'm the one that shot my shot.
Barely. Barely. By God's grace.
Someone had to do it.
I dealt with your dry ass first DM. You got any advice?
When you are in an artist or creative block, don't force yourself to think so hard on what you have to produce next, and just take a step back and try to see your normal life from like an overarching perspective.
Bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because sometimes
That's
it's like
deep.
The most casual, normal thing that you're doing in your life that you can use as your creative
wow.
juice.
Wow.
but you got to see it from a different perspective.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You left Earth. Because
guess
Earth
who's painting after a whole year?
It's not me.
It's me. And guess who she's painting?
Who? Also not me.
And it's him. I'm painting you. My
but why?
Muse.
But why? But why?
My fiance.
But why?
Because you're my fiance. Now he's shy. Oh. All right. You got a Bangla word of the day?
Yeah. Amarbo.
The hell does that mean?
And I am Jamai.
What does that mean? I am Jamai.
I am Jamai.
What is that?
I don't know. Husband and wife? Is there a word for fiance? Is that a thing? For
there is. I just don't know the name.
Yeah.
There has to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to our stressors and our fears and everything in between. Please make sure to like and review. Follow us on the Instagram at Difficult Dish. Follow us at Mushul Munir at Mua Khan.
Yo.
We love you guys so much.
Love you guys.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.